Just a sec. So, welcome, Christina. You are going to share today on step three at once we commence to outgrow fear. Please.
Thank you. So, hi, I'm Christina, addict Al-Anon. Sorry, I had to quickly take a call, and that's why I think I heard you roughly saying she's not there. And then that was just a quick interruption. Thank you for having me here. I was thinking about what to speak about. I wanted to connect it to my process somehow, and then I'm in the middle of working the steps, and we are now on this part of step four, which is fear. So I know that this part of the book, it's about step four, but the thing is that, so in a way, yes, the topic is step three, step four, but I'm having this insight that I thought of sharing with you, and just some new meaning that's coming to me these days while I work the steps. And I'll just read that on page 68, just two paragraphs. We reviewed our fears thoroughly. We asked ourselves why we had them. Wasn't it because self-reliance failed us? Self-reliance was good as far as it went, but it didn't go far enough. Then thereafter, perhaps there is a better way. We think so, for we are now in a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. We are in the world to play the role he assigns, just to the extent that we do as we think he would have us and humbly rely on him. Does he enable us to match calamity with serenity? And then towards the end, we never apologize for God. Instead, we let him demonstrate through us what he can do. We ask him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. At once, we commence to outgrow fear. And what it's really previously, when I read that in my mind, I had this idea that what God once is for me to be fearless and to face things. There was this idea almost like if I'm afraid of something, it means I should face it. In that, I know that they used to have, I don't think it was just from the 12 steps, there was, it still runs around, but like face everything and recover, or like fear. What is it? False evidence appearing real. Like, that's another nice false evidence appearing real. And the way that I interpreted that was that I should be really strong, and that if I was afraid of something, I better push myself to it. You know, it's almost like, okay, I'm afraid of, I don't know, taking on that job. Never mind, I'm going for it. And it was almost as if fear was the enemy of God. And then I had to, in order for being God's will, I had to confront that fear. And that might be the case in some situations. I'm not, definitely could be. But in my case, I these days the insight that came to me, I'm gonna see if I can put it into words, because it was a little bit of a mind loop, but it opened my eyes. Because so through the step four, I see the fears. But if I am not able, for wherever I am, my consciousness is not able to set aside everything I think I know, I still have that idea of who I should be, which is I should be this very strong person, this hardworking person who is not scared of anything. I'm this spiritually fit person. And in that way, this is the role I assign myself. You know, I assign myself that role. And what happens then is that when I read those words, then I think, then I better use all of my strength to outgrow this fear and to become that thing that I established should be me. If it sounds confusing, it's because I still don't have it completely digested, but it's like my self-will. I make a little picture. Christina should be this very strong, honest, fearless person, spiritually fit and advanced. So that's the role I assign to myself. And in my mind, then I think, yeah, that's probably what God wants me to do. And I establish this is what God wants me to do. So that's kind of the initial self-will, without really checking on that connection. So then when I say, when I read, we commence to outgrow fear, what I understand when I'm not really in step three is, okay, it's now time to become that, to become that strong, spiritually fit person. And for that, I kind of rely again on all of my effort to sort of confront the things that I'm scared of. And what I'm seeing is that sometimes fear has been actually a way for me to listen to some things that might be good or not good for me. And that with those ideas that I've had about fear being sort of the enemy of God's will, it's almost like in my mind, there was God's will and there was my fear and they were kind of enemies. So like it's a different relationship. I mean, it's a bigger topic, the topic of fear, of course, but to give an example about that was, there's actually several, but like, I'll give two to make it a bit more concrete. When my daughter was 2 years old, I got offered a job that was a pretty good job in where I am, and sort of a very prestigious organization, international organization, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a very high position, but still it carried that. I was in my mid-20s, so it was quite a thing. And I had so much fear about it. And then my approach was, never mind, you know, face the fear, go for it, face the fear. As it turned out, looking back, there was something about that, you know. I ended up having the first real breakdown 1 year and a half into the job, the first real bottom, and that workaholism is one of my big, it's where I really create a lot of chaos. I push myself to the extreme. And when I think about it, I had a two-year-old, I was in a new country, I didn't speak the language, I was coming out, you know, just finishing my degree, moving on without my family for the first time, like there was so much. And then on top of that, I took on that full-time job, which was very demanding. It was very demanding. And then I would come home and my daughter, you know, 2 years old, those of you who are moms, that's like a very intense time. And that's a very intense time. So somehow, if I look back, there were other issues. But the fear wasn't just so much the enemy that was saying, that was there to say, hey, just face it, be strong, just do it. It was sort of, I wasn't connected to a higher power enough to see that this fear I was having might have been also for me to take a look at self-care, at what God actually wants from me from that moment. And I think that that's happened quite a bit. That's happened there was a second time when that also happened, but maybe it's not necessary to Anyway, I'll let it sit. But yeah, I don't know if it sounds as big as it is for me, but I think for me, I'm being shown something that is that fear is not always the enemy, and that there is this mentality in our culture. I think, thank you, Andy, I saw that. In our culture, in general, at this time in history, that it's very much like we shouldn't be afraid. We should just face it and face things bravely. And sadly, there are countries that right now, I mean, they might require that kind of approach for whatever reason in life. So it's not that it's a bad one at all situations. But I think, in a way, if I don't have really that connection to like that, where it says we were on the basis of trusting and relying upon God. Like if I don't have that trust and reliance, then every part of me that I interpret as weak, that I interpret in my mind, because I've assigned myself that role of I have to be strong, I can never be weak, I have to take care of all things by myself, you know, growing up with that kind of mentality. Anytime I experience fear, I will interpret it as like, I have to overcome it, I have to face it, I have to, and never as like, hey, this could be a friend. Like outgrown fear might not mean what I think it means. It might mean outgrow the fear of sometimes taking it easy, the fear of, oh, if I don't do that, it means I'm a really weak person. Or if I, you know, that is the outgrow of fear can sometimes mean for me, hey, maybe I outgrow the fear of missing an opportunity, and maybe missing that opportunity, it's what it's at. Or maybe outgrow fear means, you know what, it's just not the time to push myself further, you know, like maybe it is a, I'm not saying it's always the case, because I do realize if one goes to the other extreme and one has fear of everything, and then it's like, okay, I won't do anything. So I'm talking of people like me who always push further and further and try to achieve, like it's more on that direction. I have other friends or other things where it's then much more, okay, no, if they really don't dare to take any steps, then the outgrowing fear might mean, okay, let me just take certain steps. But for me, it's, I do that. That's not my problem. I do take the steps. It's more that the fear is that if I don't, or if I at some point feel like I need more protection, I need to maybe take the easier road. That, you know, the fear is like, oh man, then I'm really a mess. I always have to take the hardest working road. And so this time, I think the part was to realize that idea that facing fear came from self-will in a certain way, my definition of it, because it was that idea of me as a strong, you know, like in the, I'm a strong woman who can face everything, who can go for it. And it like, maybe that's not the role. I mean, sometimes that could be, but sometimes what if it's much more like, hey, I'm a person who can let go of certain achievements so that I can stay home and take a bath and be cozy. And maybe I don't need to actually face everything just because I think it's a challenge, you know? It's almost in my mind like, okay, if I'm afraid, it means it's something I should do. It's like, if I'm afraid of skydiving, okay, then maybe I should skydive. Or if I'm afraid of, I don't know what, then maybe I should do it. And I've taken so many risks. Not in that, I'm not into skydiving. And the sports I do, I do them with a lot of joy. And it's not for that, but like, Oh, this kind of like, that's another one I did. I was in a very messy relationship, a very alternative way of looking at relationships. And I was really scared of it. So I was like, yeah, no, I have to really face my fears of abandonment and all of that. And in the meantime, it's like, no, man, like just get away from that messed up. Really, the fear is actually telling you this is really a bad idea. To try to be so alternative and open when it just doesn't feel right for me. So it's happened also with business things. I'm just closing it with this. Like, it's happened now. I'm again thinking of some business move that I might do. And that's when it clicked. And I thought, I'm so grateful for it, because it's the same. This opportunity comes. It's about some property when my father died, and the opportunity is there, but it would mean debt, it would mean this, that, and then I get the fear of it. And the old pattern is like, never mind, face it, you can do it, you will find a way to pay it off, you will. And then it's like, well, or maybe it's just more burden than I would like right now, you know, maybe the body and God do work together, so that when I get those moments of fear, maybe it's not a mistake as such. It's a kinder way of looking at it. It's something very new to me. I've only recently started to think about it. So it's, as you can see, a bit over the place. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Christina.